This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the U.S., there is a persistent criticism that no high-level Wall Street executives went to jail for their role in the 2008 financial collapse. That may not, in the end, be the case in Ireland. The former chairman and CEO of Anglo-Irish Bank, Sean Fitzpatrick, and two deputies go on trial today in Dublin for allegedly trying to pump up the bank's share price. The trial is described as one of the most complex in Ireland's history. There is intense public interest there because the Irish government's fateful decision to bail out banks like Anglo-Irish 5 years ago essentially bankrupted the country. The BBC's Dermot Fleming joins us from Dublin. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Remind us of what these executives are accused of.
They were executives in the now defunct Anglo-Irish Bank. Anglo-Irish Bank was a bank which started from quite small origins and then grew to be the standard bearer, if you like, of Ireland's economic boom, which was linked to property. So what the executives who today are in court are accused of doing is organising a share buying scheme involving 16 of the bank's richest clients. The idea was that the bank would lend these people money, which they would then go and buy shares with. It would give the effect of the shares remaining buoyant or, you know, propping them up. So basically, this was completely illegal if it happened. And that's what the three men are accused of today.
And we should remember that this trial is playing out against the backdrop of the Irish government's bailout of the Irish banking system is what caused the collapse of the Irish economy.
Absolutely, which is why there is huge interest in this trial today. It's the first trial in relation to the events that led to Ireland's economic crash in 2008, 2009 onwards. Anglo-Irish Bank was in trouble, so the Irish government took a decision to underwrite all the liabilities of the banks without actually really knowing what they were. And this was a catastrophic decision that exposed the Irish public to the private debts of the banks. It later unraveled that the debts were to the tune of 35 billion euro. Off the top of my head, that's something in the region of $47 billion dollars. So this is, you know, massive sums of money were involved, which all stemmed from the collapse within Anglo-Irish Bank.
So trial starts today. It could be, what, a several-month affair?
Yes, it's expected to run until the end of May, and the whole nation is watching, really, because it is the first criminal proceedings in relation to the collapse, which has cost everybody in this country dear, because with the collapse of the economy, there was an international bailout. The country was forced to undergo severe austerity, which has meant that people are now paying extra additional taxes. So it's a constant difficulty that many people experience.
The BBC's Dermot Fleming in Dublin. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, David.